Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmith Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Here on US 103.1. Listen, we're going to talk, there's a new gun from Weatherby.
Yeah.
He's going to need to talk about. He's going to talk about the top five selling handguns in January.
That's right.
And this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. We're glad to have Diamond Jim's on board as a sponsor of the show. We appreciate them so much. And you will, too. Once you get to know them, you'll be amazed at how good a service, how good service, it's like old school, used to be, you know. Call them at 810-743-4210. Better yet, stop over and see them Monday through Friday right on South Dorrit Highway in Burton. Just south of Bristol Road on in beautiful Burton, Michigan, 48529, so it's real easy to find. Tires, any repairs to your vehicle, tune-ups, shocks, struts, the whole gambit. They
you know,
it all,
we had,
man, do they do a good job on tires.
We had a noise. We were coming down, my wife and I, Monday. We were both off Monday.
Yeah.
And we're on the highway, and we hear this flapping. I'm like, oh, man, and I pull off, and I, you know, we get off the next exit, and I look underneath. I can see something, and I'm not sure what's going on.
Is.
Yeah. And I'm like, I took it easy, and we go right to Diamond Jim's.
Yeah.
We were close. We weren't too far away yet. And, you know, they put it up and have a look, and it's just this, you know, it's
rubber
a
flap
heat guard.
Or something?
Yeah. It's, it covers the brake line.
Oh.
And they cut part of it off.
Yeah.
And away we go.
And got you on the road.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Yeah.
They turned me around quickly the other day. I went in, I had a... My heater wasn't working.
Yeah.
And
which you got to have this time of year.
Got to have it. It was a cold day. It was bitter cold. And so cold, I hated to pull the vehicle in because they had to open the door up.
Yeah.
And they pull it in, and I was like 3 quarts low on coolant.
Oh.
And I didn't know it.
Wow.
And
did it leak or something?
So I don't know. He goes, it's going somewhere. Watch it. And it hasn't gone anywhere since.
Hmm.
So, but he's, you know what he did? Pats me on the shoulder, shakes my hand, and says, catch you on the next oil change, you know? So it just, you know, it's, that's
right.
Old school. I love that.
Yeah.
So, again, Diamond Jim's, you can always link to them right on my website, and all of the information is right on my website. It's the GSS.com, and go to sponsors. Diamond Jim's is right there. You'll see all of his information. So very, very simple to get a hold of them, and you'll be very glad you did.
Great
so,
prices on tires, too.
Yeah, I'm ready. I just told Mary, I said, I need a PO, hon, because May's coming up quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to be ready for new tires on the truck in May. So that's the way it goes. So, Dan, here it is, the first day of March.
Yes.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Last Sunday was the 23rd. So that made the date 223. And 223 is a caliber.
Yes.
So it was 223 day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Coming up this next week, it'll be 308. So it'll be 308 day, okay? So us stupid people do that kind of stuff all the time. We always correlate things, and it's like, oh, let's go buy a 308. You know, that's how I do it. Or I go buy some bullets or some ammo.
Yeah.
Well, on 223 day, it was big news. I put it right on my Facebook page and everything, 223 day. So we celebrated the 223 that day, the 223 Remington. Well, then along came 224. Monday occurred. And Weatherby announced, new from Weatherby, they've reintroduced the 224 Weatherby Magnum.
Hmm.
So what this was a real, real hot loaded round from a long, long time ago, from like the 50s and early 60s, designed for varmint hunting out of a high-powered rifle, and it was the 224 Weatherby belted Magnum. And this is an expensive, hot, fast round. It was designed for little tiny bullets. Well, nowadays, little tiny bullets mean 55 grain. Which is what 223s were.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, we're finding much better accuracy with longer, very low drag bullets,
mm-hmm.
bigger, heavier. They're not bigger round. They're longer and they're heavier.
Right.
This gun is designed for that. What they did is they changed the rifling. They changed the chambering. They actually put this thing in. Weatherby has done their homework. They put this in a short action Mark V standard rifle. It is gorgeous. When you see a Weatherby Mark V, it is top of the line. It's like the Grand Marquis, okay? The Broham. It is it is the Coupe de Ville, okay?
Rich Corinthian leather.
You know it. It is the Cordoba. There you go. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So, anyways.
Is that a straight wall cartridge?
No, no, it's not. It's not, it's a bottleneck.
That's what I figured.
And it's
packing a lot of punch.
It's got a it's got a belted bottom on it, so it can handle the pressure.
Yeah.
Very hot round, and it will scream, and it'll do lots of fun things that other 22 rifles do, but not in such a classy platform as the Mark V short action. They've redone everything about it. It is gorgeous, and I can't wait to see one. It is going to be a beautiful rifle. A hand loader's dream, but they went to a 1-8 twist, and it will handle those longer bullets, so you'll get better performance. And it's doggone, it's the prettiest rifle in the American market. You know, if you like to see the rich walnut and the rosewood cap, so like on the end of the stock, you got a beautiful walnut stock, and then you got a white spacer line, and then you got this rosewood cap, and they're just beautiful. I'm pretty sure it's got a white spacer in it. I think it does. So check it out. Go to weatherby.com. It's very simple. Weatherby, weatherby.com. And check out the 224 Weatherby Magnum. Caliber's been out for a long time, but they have modified the gun to shoot better and to kind of bring it up to, you know, it'd be kind of like getting the newest Tesla. It's probably updated from the first ones. You know what I mean? Or the new electric Mustang compared to the 1973 Mustang. You know, a lot of difference. So
it's a 2.0.
Yeah, maybe a 4.0. Maybe it's out there a ways. Because, you know, when something goes like 50 years without being replaced, you know, you think about
it. So it's the first update in 50 years. 40 years.
About. I can't remember exactly what year that gun first came out, but it's a Roy E. Weatherby special, man. It's mm-hmm. It's
souped
he's
up.
Always made the best ones. This is a guy, Roy Weatherby was the guy that always gave like the presidents the new real nice guns.
Gotcha.
You know, gave John Wayne a Mark V rifle for, you mm-hmm. know, for making Daktari or something. You know what I mean? There's always something. But he always, all the big actors got the rifles and it's just cool stuff. So Americana. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tim Look would love it. You know,
yeah.
My buddy Tim Look would be, oh, sure. That's a pretty rifle. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure. Now, I want to talk about the best-selling guns in America for January, according to guns.com. So this is pretty interesting. I've never done this before where I asked guns.com, what is the best thing that sold in January? Because I wanted to hear. Because remember last week we talked about double stacked 9mm under $450.
Yes, sir.
And we went through a plethora of them. Man, and I got feedback on that. I got Facebook notes on it. Mm-hmm. I got messages on it. So I thought, well, let's see what's actually selling. So the very first one, the number one selling gun, and this, a couple people laughed when I told them this, the Taurus G2C. So it's the Taurus G2. This is a $249 pistol.
Yeah.
9mm double stack. It's compact. It's the number one again on the list. And it hits number one quite often because of the price point.
Good price.
And it's a very ergonomically nice feeling gun.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my list from last week, like I said, for under 450, but man, it's way under 450. Even at MSRP is like 319. So, but you can get them at a really good price. So the G2C was the number one last month on guns.com. Guns.com says the Walther PPQ was number two. Now, the Walther PPQ is a whole line of guns, but the M2, believe it or not, in 22 long rifle was the second most popular. So I hear a 22 pistol is the second most popular gun on guns.com. So the size and the platform are really nice. It's a big feeling gun, but it shoots the easy shooting 22 long rifles. And it's probably a very good gun. So that's probably what makes it such a big seller. Now, the third best-selling gun on the list doesn't surprise me at all. This gun's been popular for about 6 years, maybe 5 or 6 years. It's the Glock 19X. Now, the 19X is the best of both worlds, Dan. They took a Glock 19 top, which is about 6.5 inches long. It's got a 4.5-inch barrel in it. And then they put it on a Glock 17 bottom, which is a big bottom that holds 17 rounds plus one. So 18 rounds, you can get bigger mags for it if you want.
Big bottom, but she's got them.
Yes, yeah. It's a Fat Bottom Girls special here. So this, this because we are on US 103.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the correlation. So it is, I think it's like having Led Zeppelin and Ted Nugent on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So it is the 19X. Is and it's all tan. Jake and I got a pair of them. We love them. They are just really, really nice guns. I call it 9mm perfection. They say it's a number 3 gun. Now, a gun I've talked about before on here is a number 4 gun, the Sig Sauer P365, the Legion model that has the alloy frame, the AXG. This is a great feeling gun. I really like it. I wish they were cheaper.
Sig Sauer.
They are so expensive. I mean, I keep praying I'm going to find a deal on a used one, you know, because that's the way I am.
How much they go for?
They bought between $950 and $1,200.
But it's Sig Sauer.
It's Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer.
Give me your papers. So, but the cool thing is, I mean, this thing is 17 plus one. It's a wonderful feeling gun. If you got one, you're happy you got it. I got a buddy that bought one for his wife, and he's jealous because he gave it to his wife. He's like, "Doc, got it. I should have kept that one and gave her mine." It is nice. So, and then here's the funny one. The fifth best-selling gun in America for January. Bond Arms makes these Derringers. They're big Derringers.
Really?
Two barrels, one over the other.
Yeah.
They take 410 shotgun shells.
Okay.
The Donald Trump inauguration, 47th president commemorative, was the fifth most popular gun in America that sold.
I could see
so
that.
So isn't that cool? So and it's a good looking gun too. I like it. It's pretty cool looking, and they're big. They're sizable, and this is like
Well, put a shotgun shell in there.
This
you're
is
a 410.
This is kind of like a Texas pocket gun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You shoot rattlesnakes with it,
sure,
because you got the shotgun shells.
Yeah,
and pretty cool. Pretty cool. I was happy to see that. So I just like, yeah, that makes sense. Remember, go to my website, thegss.com. Check everything out. And you can also listen to the show again if you want to. It'll be on there later today.
Check it out at the website. Keep it right here, though. We're not done. We got another segment. The Gunsmiths back right after this.
Thanks.